Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 268. As part of our Movies for Adults series, I've just watched the wonderful new film, The Old Man and the Gun, starring Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek, along with a great additional cast. The film is excellent, and we'll play a scene from the film in just a bit. We're listening to the soundtrack here, but first, my review. As Not Old Better audience will know very well, when Robert Redford was younger, the matinee idol, handsome actor would make it a point to give the camera his good side, and audiences would melt. He's older now, and he makes no attempt to hide it, but then he doesn't need to. You don't forget a performer like Redford, whose movie star charisma, idols low and powerful like a Harley Davidson motor, even when he's not doing anything. And that means a movie like David Lowery's The Old Man and the Gun, which is a dapper, low-key, bank robber genre film, can play things soft, counting on Redford's charm to fuel the show. And there's charm aplenty. In what Redford has indicated to be his final film role, Redford plays Forrest Tucker, a certified rascal who, in 1981, at the spry age of 76, was busted for a series of small-time heists. More than 80 stick-ups, all told. Tucker was caught plenty of times over the years, but somehow always found a way to escape. Along with the pension age accomplices Teddy, played by Danny Glover, who's always a delight, and Waller, played by Tom Waits, whose And That's Why I Hate Christmas story is just a standout in the film, you'll have to watch for it, Tucker would saunter into a bank, politely ask for the manager, show him a pistol, and walk out with a satchel full of whatever cash was in the teller's drawers. Tucker, of course played by Redford and company, came to be known as the over-the-hill gang. And the way the movie tells it, being robbed by them was kind of a pleasure. Maybe it was. It's certainly a pleasure to watch. Almost like a seduction, like when Redford and Jane Fonda starring in Electric Horseman, one of my all-time favorites, but when Redford and Fonda deliver line after line about who they are, what's important to them, and where they're going. That's pretty much how Redford does it here, although when it comes to twinkles and smiles, he can run circles around anybody. His performance reminds me what movie stars once were capable of, and delivered with natural ease and not a trace of vanity. Either he no longer has a good side, or every angle of his now withered mug looks great. For writer-director Lowery, Old Man and the Gun is an ode to an icon, and also to a friend. You'll remember that Lowery's second feature, Ain't Them Bodies Saints, broke out at Sundance, the Robert Redford-run film festival that has served to make 70s-style character-driven dramas like this still possible, and Redford played a role in Lowery's first Hollywood picture, a Disney remake of Pete's Dragon, so there's a deep connection there. But instead of going big and giving Redford some huge, bombastic swan song, Lowery crafts a gracious exit that simultaneously feels like an encore of sorts. Tucker, again, Redford, has the air of someone we've seen before, and to an extent, we have. Had the Sundance Kid survived the super posse, he might have gone on to become this kind of bank robber. At one point late in the film, during a montage of all of Tucker's escapes, Lowery features a clip from The Chase, and there Redford is in the late 60s, the golden boy, now in his very late 60s. There are a lot of robberies in the movie, nearly all of them the same, although one stands out as long-haired police officer John Hunt, played by Casey Affleck, waits in line while Tucker and his friends discreetly do their thing. Humiliated by the experience, Hunt will make it his mission to apprehend the gang, and yet the closer he comes, the more his appreciation for his quarry. one could scratch around a little bit for a metaphor for how the succession of robberies resembles an actor's career or the list of lovers some Don Juan leaves behind. But Old Man and Gun doesn't seem to be saying that. It assumes that its audience, Redford's fans, of course I am one, a big one, or the crowd, might have turned out to see a movie like The Bridges of Madison County, a film our Not Old Better audience will remember well. And we've seen our share of heist flicks, and we don't need to be pumped up for them and form some artificial excitement. There's satisfaction in Lowry's more casual approach to the film, which shifts the focus to Tucker's private life. One scene in which I really loved, and we're going to play this in just a second, shows Redford speeding down the interstate toward Dallas mid-getaway when Redford spots a pretty lady, Sissy Spacek, stand beside her broke-down pickup on the side of the road. And so Tucker stops while the squad cars go blazing by to lend a hand. He invites her for coffee, all gentlemanlike, and they slowly get to know each other. She asks what he does, he lies, says he's in sales, and then thinks better of it, writing the real answer on a scrap of paper. Let's listen to that scene from the movie.
Hey, excuse me. Need some help?
No, I'm good.
Let me take a look.
You know anything about cars?
No, not really.
So, what did you say you do?
Well, that's a secret.
And why is that?
Well, because if I told you, you probably wouldn't want to see me again.
Who said I was going to see you again?
Would you? Well, let's take this place. Say it was a bank, and instead of that counter up there, that was really a teller's window, and you just walk in real calm. So you walk right up, look her in the eye, and you say, ma'am, this is a robbery. And you show her the gun like this, and you say, I wouldn't want you to get hurt, because I like you. I like you a lot. So don't go breaking my heart now, okay?
You're not serious.
Excuse me, I'd like to open up an account.
Well, great. What type of account do you have in mind?
This kind. This kind.
You said he was armed.
He had a gun.
You saw it.
Well, he was also sort of a gentleman.
He was very polite.
He seemed like a nice enough fella.
Look at that. Is he smiling?
States.
93 robberies.
In 2 years.
You think you can catch him?
Yeah, I won't lie. I'd love to slap the cuffs on him myself. Let's hope I get the chance.
Try another city, baby. Another town.
He spent his whole life locked up, except for the times that he broke out.
Somebody should have told him to quit while he was ahead.
Well, you find something you love.
Come following down.
I know exactly where I'm supposed to be.
You're never exactly where you're supposed to be, are you? Now, whenever I close the door, I think, is this the last time I'll ever have a chance to do whatever that thing was?
You know what I do when the door closes? I jump out the window.
Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever.
I sat down with him once and I said, surely there's an easier way to make a living. And he looked at me and he said, I'm not talking about making a living. I'm just talking about living.
That's a great scene. Like Redford and Fonda from many other films, together both Spacek and Redford are actors who do their best work when it doesn't look like work at all, playing versions of what we believe to be themselves. Spacek has a few really great scenes, including one where she gets to play his accomplice, experiencing the thrill of what he does for a moment, but only for a moment. Later, Lowry gifts her with a scene in which we know she knows what will come, allowing us to watch as she fills a tea kettle, staring off into the distance and thinking. Then she puts it on the stove to boil and thinks some more. This moment works because we can imagine what's on her mind. Compliments of Fox Searchlight and EPK. We'll put up still images in the show notes so you'll see this working between Redford and Spacek. These days, audiences expect too much from movies, like tourists pulling into Vegas for the weekend. They want to be hit up like one of those glitzy new casinos and catch a spectacular arena concert by the likes of Elton John or one of the other touring, gray-haired bands out there that our not old better audience will appreciate. But its grainy 16mm film stock suggests that The Old Man and the Gun isn't for those people. It's for the sort who are drawn to one of the older casinos slightly off the strip, where the lights are low and some guy plays soft jazz on the piano in the lounge. Daniel Hart's score, and we're listening to it now, again, compliments of Fox Searchlight, sounds like it belongs in such a place, setting the tempo for a movie that dares to get existential. What is this guy doing with his life? When will he quit? Can he? Again, recollections back to Electric Horseman. When you find something you're good at, you stick with it. For Robert Redford, that's acting. For Forrest Tucker, it's robbing banks. No one really wants to see guys like this retire. I certainly don't. But if they must, it might as well be in a film as reflective as this one. What kind of legacy does Tucker leave behind? On the other hand, a movie like this is a reminder of everything Redford has given us over the years. I give this film 5 stars for all the right reasons. Go see it this weekend. My thanks as always to EPK and to Fox Searchlight and their team for making this review and the screening of the film available. Thank you. Maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same.